In the city of Galway, in the west of Ireland, there is a stone carving of a skull and crossbones built into the wall of an old building on Market Street. The inscription above it reads, "This ancient memorial of the stern and unbending justice of the chief magistrate of this city, Joseph Lynch Fitzstephen, elected mayor A.D. 1493, who condemned and executed his own guilty son, Walter, on this spot, has been restored to this, its ancient site, A.D. 1864, with the approval of the town commissioners by the chairman, the Reverend Peter Daly, vicar of St. Nicholas. The carving and inscription marks the spot of a dramatic judicial execution, which took place there over 450 years ago. In the year 1493, James Lynch Fitzstephen, a member of Galway's powerful Lynch family, was elected mayor of the city. He had a 19-year-old son named Walter who was in love with a beautiful Galway maiden named Agnes. At that time, Galway had close commercial ties with Spain, and on one of his business trips to that country, the mayor brought home with him the son of a friend, Gomez, who was about the same age as Walter. Gomez and Walter became fast friends, but as time went on, Walter imagined that Agnes was interested in the young Spaniard. One night he saw Gomez leaving Agnes's house, and forgetting in his mad jealousy that Gomez went to the home to give her father lessons in the Spanish language, he ran after his friend and in a fit of wild passion killed him. Walter, in the reaction from the crime, was smitten with remorse and turned himself over to the police. He was tried before his father, who, as well as being mayor of the city, was also the local judge. The boy pleaded guilty, and his father was forced to pass the death sentence. But Walter was such a favorite with everyone in the town that the official executioner refused to carry out the sentence. So his father, as the judge, and realizing that justice must be satisfied, embraced his son before the gathered townspeople, and then hanged him. According to the historical record, the father soon died of grief, and Agnes and her family lived out their days in seclusion. This true incident from the history of Ireland is a very faint reflection of another recorded in the Bible, the Word of God. It tells of a world in revolt and rebellion against God. This resulted from an original sin which has been transmitted to every member of the human race. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This has developed and spread to such an extent that God must carry out his sentence of death, and not only on the individual sinner, but upon the whole system headed by God's archenemy, Satan. Our God is holy and cannot tolerate sin in any form, and thus the soul that sinneth shall die. From the human standpoint, there's no way out or around this sentence. It must be carried out. But God, who has been sinned against, has a son, and his well-beloved son volunteered to accept responsibility for man's sin, to undergo the penalty of death for the sinner. And his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, went to the cross. There he died in my place and yours. God the Father allowed his son to become sin. The Holy One who knew no sin died, was buried, and arose again the third day that, friend of mine, he might give you today eternal life. Will you receive him? As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Yes, God the Father allowed his son to die for guilty sinners like you and me. Will you trust him? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. May the Lord bless you to do so today.